I had a real moment last night.
What are you doing now? Your magic?
No, I've decided that because I have asthma and I'm considered at risk for coronavirus, that I need to make my asthma better. And I've always been told swimming, right? And obviously,
but you can't swim. Yes.
Well, I can't swim, and all the pools are closed. And so I thought, I know, I'll get into open water swimming, and that'll be fantastic, right? And then I went down.
At a beach that's opened, because some of them are closed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the beach near me is open, but it's an ocean beach. And I went down, and it was cold because it was after the show, and I'm in one of the colder parts of Australia, and so the sun was kind of starting to go down.
Did you have a wetsuit?
No, I didn't. And I put my toe in the water, and it was so cold that I thought I won't be able to get in like that. So what I'll do is I'll run down the pier and I'll jump in, and that'll be fantastic, right? And genius. And so I ran down the pier and I jumped in, but what I didn't realize was the water was real cold, like real cold, and
icy.
And it's my little dog. Yeah, he's in here. He's come in. The water was icy. He can sense this is danger, and he's already starting to panic for his owner. He's like, oh, gosh, this is going to be trouble for the big dog.
Had he gone
in yet?
You're
right, little dog. No,
too cold.
No way. And I jumped in the water, and, yeah, it took my breath away, and then I tried to start swimming. And as I put my head under the water, I realized a couple of things. One, that my breath had gone really short, and also that I suddenly couldn't feel my face because the water was so cold, and I couldn't.
So you were like numb. So you couldn't make your arms and legs move.
And my breath was like and so I couldn't swim with my head underwater. And so then I put my head up, and because I'm breathing in so quickly to try and get air in, I'm starting to kind of
take on
spew
water.
A little bit. Yeah, because I'm taking water. And so I'm starting
was
to spew a little bit.
Was anyone watching you from the... I'm surprised that the bloody lifeguards didn't come out for you.
There was no lifeguards. But I realised that this is what – it's been a while since I've had a relationship, right? And I've realised that this is what a relationship is about, because I looked up and my girlfriend was standing there on the pier, and she said, am I okay? But I couldn't speak because I was too busy throwing up in the salt water as I'm taking it on board, and I'm going like this. And I remembered, oh, yeah, this is what relationships are like. Because she didn't start disrobing to jump in and help. She got her camera out and started filming me.
She knew you were right. You made it back.
I floated back in.
You floated
to live another day. Back out for a swim tonight. Can't wait.